You're listening
to Smoke Radio,
the station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio.
Waxed is an online platform for University of Westminster students.
Yeah, it's a creative social network where students can get their work featured online whilst also being able to network with students from different courses and campuses to create more collaborative possibilities throughout the uni.
I'm not going to lie, I had a little look at the site and you know what? The website's really impressive.
Was it? Thank you.
Wax.online.
Yeah.
Isn't that it? That's the one we want. Who created all of this? Like who's behind the way it looks, the way like it's all been set up? Lewis, is that kind of your area?
It was quite an organic process between the three of us. We just felt frustrated in terms of not really having a professional industry standard platform in our university. Not to knock anything else that's going on, but when we were looking at other institutions such as Central St Martins and London College of Fashion and the RCA, they had these like really mature professional outputs come in terms of like magazines and websites. So we just kind of felt like we lacked that. And it just kind of went from there. And then after speaking to more students, we realised people just wanted to network.
Yeah.
Right, so let's talk a little bit more about the launch night, which you've got on 26th of January, next Tuesday night, in the Flying Dutchman, which I think is a great name because it makes me think of SpongeBob SquarePants. You've got a DJ on, you've got acts, like perform, like musical artists playing. Yeah. So we've got, who? We've got Pilot the Rhymer.
Yeah,
we believe is coming, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And
yeah, we've got about 5 different musical people doing different kind of things. We've got acoustic guitar singing person, got rapping, DJs, all sorts. So that's really exciting. So that's going to be going on upstairs in the venue. And then downstairs, there's the exhibition room where we've got films, installations, and like wall stuff, so photography, prints, all sorts. It's gonna be really fun.
It's £1 entry, so you get a zine when you go in.
Yeah, and it's got information about Wax.
It's got information
artists.
About Wax, how you can submit your work, but also it's a zine full of information on the artist, their different work. So you're gonna kind of have a number system, so we'll see a page in the zine, and that'll be quite quirky. We're doing it low budget, you know, like old fashioned zines that were. You know.
Do you know what zine is?
I know. I was just thinking, I haven't heard like
zine is
in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
But
well, it's kind of student budget, kind of really raw kind of art.
All put together in a little book.
All put together in a really
handy takeaway booklet so you can go home and think about Wax and look up all the artists.
And to think of it, really kicks off. It could be like a collector's item.
Exactly.
In a couple of years' time.
The first launch event.
The first Wax. But you want more of these showcases, right?
Yeah.
This is the idea. You want more and more of these. So if someone missed out this time, there will be another one.
Yeah, we're
definitely
sort of every semester.
We want like a digital space and a physical one, and
create a really interesting creative hub. Wax Disney.
Well, Lewis, do you think quirky and innovative is kind of two words that would really
like to avoid? I don't know. Yeah, I feel like every student project's marketed as quirky and innovative, and I think I don't feel like what we're doing is anything new in terms of what other universities are already doing. So I think it's just a case of us playing catch up and getting ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And just putting our own spin on it.